No.
What's your least favorite scary movie?
Firecracker, firecracker, boom, boom, boom. Welcome to What's Your Least Favorite Scary Movie, the podcast where we talk about the good, the bad, the ugly, and the absurd in all of our favorite
and least favorite
scary movies.
Because we believe every horror movie rightfully has its fan base.
Even if we don't always get it.
My name is Travis.
My name's Jesse. And welcome back to another live, unedited, and mostly undrawn episode of To Be or Not To Be, our monthly bonus series where we find the indiest of the indies on free streaming platforms. Mm-hmm. So, with that being said, we've been going through the Bring It On movies. Admittedly, because two reasons. One, because I had to watch Cheer or Die when it was available.
Right, yeah.
And also because we found a 3-pack of the first three at Half Price Books.
Yeah, Half Price Books.
So we've watched the first two so far. Travis is very excited because I told him Hayden Panettiere is in the next one. So all that being said, we're watching the Cheerleader Sleepover Slaughter. That was what I was in the mood for.
Yeah,
it was a nice, slick hour and 2 minutes. And guess what? It took full use of that. And I'm so excited to talk about it.
Yeah, this is a movie that really, really tried its hardest to be as long as it could. And it really didn't really do.
You know what, though? We talk all the time about how a movie doesn't have to be any longer than necessary. And I think this movie is only as long as it is because the people were having fun with it. And
yeah,
that comes through in a way that I really enjoy.
Yeah. No, it's fine. Like, you know, whatever. We'll get into it here in just a second.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and get into it first. I got a little bit of background information. Not as much of a dive as we normally do on, like, our regular episodes. But, you know, we do want to give it some of its flowers while we're here. So, The Cheerleader Sleepover Slaughter came out January 1st, 2022. We had a debate last night if this was 22 or 21. And Travis was like, it says 22 right here on the screen. I was like, okay. And then I looked this up this morning, just barely.
What was the date again?
January 1st.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah. All right.
We watched this one on Tubi. Written and directed by Christopher Leto. Music by Tanner Hand. I had to check my handwriting because I was like, did I actually write
it? I was going to say, Hand's not really that difficult of a name to say.
No, I wasn't sure that I wrote it correctly. Okay. Special effects makeup by Carl Huber and Picardo Limbo. Starring Taylor Hurd as Lori, Indica Jane as Lisa, Sydney Spaulding as Renee, Beau Leto as Beau, and Jaden Leto as Jason.
So we got, I'm assuming, Leto brothers working on this.
Yeah, I think it's a whole like family situation.
This seems like a family type movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everything about this seems like it was very tight-knit, I guess.
Yeah, there's a word for it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it just seems like a small non-crew.
Yeah. A lot of these people only have this or have this and one other like acting credit to their name.
That makes sense.
So,
yeah.
I actually, believe it or not, okay. First of all, time for our favorite game,
budget or bucked. And you said you have a budget?
I do. 4,500.
You didn't get, let me guess. I mean, we all know the answer to this.
Sorry. I was really excited because normally I can't find budgets for these.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I took away the fun for you.
It's okay. Yeah. I mean, this obviously isn't going to be $10 million. This is probably not even 10,000, right?
Right.
What was it again?
4,500. Yep.
Man. Where did the money go?
I'm assuming it's a lot of like space rental.
Probably. Yeah, that's probably all it's got to be. Like, unless it's, well, yeah, they had to rent the field.
They had to rent the field, the school, and the restaurant.
Locker room.
Well, the school.
Oh, and the restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know if they would rent the restaurant. They would maybe just have that be a favor.
Well, I mean, they might have been like a favor and then, you know, offered compensation.
Yeah.
Plus, they probably had to have like some sort of insurance to do this stuff.
Yeah, probably. Or you can go full like guerrilla filmmaking and just, you know, do this shit without getting permission.
Well, we're going to talk about the cafe here in a minute.
Oh, okay.
Because I kind of went on a little side quest because I got curious about it last night.
Okay. Should we give like a summary of what this movie is?
Well, we're not there yet.
Well, we're never at a summary. That's never part of the thing. But I feel like it would benefit people.
Can I get through my sheet first?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I don't want to lose the flow of what we're doing.
Yeah, sure. Go.
Okay. It has a 3.0 out of 10 on IMDb.
That's kind of generous.
Okay, I pulled three movies from 2022, and these aren't even fair comparisons because 2022 was fucking stacked. But I did want to come up with a theme, and the theme was fuck them kids.
Fuck them kids.
Which is movies where generally the killer was targeting kids, since these are high schoolers in this movie.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, the first one is Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. Which oh, yeah.
was released November 17th, 2023. A budget of $15 million and a worldwide gross of 146. No, that's just $46
million. Wait, hold on. 2023? This isn't even the same year.
Oh my God, did I type in 23 in my Google search?
You must have, because Thanksgiving was last year.
Okay, well, we're doing 2023 comparisons because that's what I have the information
That's okay.
On.
You know what? We're capturing the spirit. That's what we're going for here.
My bad. They weren't gonna be good comparisons anyway because this is like ultra indie.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you could probably, if you really, really wanted to do a deep dive, find some micro-budget horror movies that are probably fuck them kids. But yeah. It's going to be kind of tough. It's going to take some time.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll just go along with this.
Okay,
An IMDb score 6.3 out of 10.
Ooh, that's probably going to be this year's Thanksgiving movie.
Probably.
Yeah.
The second movie is Knock at the Cabin, which I guess is more fuck them kid rather than fuck them kids. I don't know anything besides in the trailer where Dave Bautista says, kill your baby or the world explodes.
And fuck that kid.
Yeah.
That kid in particular.
Yeah, this kid specifically.
Yeah, I really, really want to watch that movie.
Well, remember, we're doing a Shyamalan double feature.
Well, we said we were going to do that. We never actually committed to it.
I'm just saying, when you watch that, we're also watching Old.
Yeah, see, that's what's keeping me, like, hesitant.
Well, that's what's keeping me hesitant, because I want to watch Old, but I don't want to watch Knock at the Cabin.
Old just seems so not good.
But you know what does seem good? The new movie coming out, Trap.
That does seem interesting. I'll give it a shot.
Okay. Anyway. Knock at the Cabin came out February 3rd, 2023, because mm-hmm. I'm bad at numbers. $20 million budget and a worldwide gross of $54 million. And
only $54 million?
Mm-hmm. And an IMDb score of 6.1 out of 10.
Jesus.
And then finally, Evil Dead Rise.
Oh, that was a small budget one, for sure. I remember where that.
Mother Deadite says, fuck these kids, especially.
Fuck my kids.
Yeah, fuck my kids.
Yeah, fuck these kids so bad. Yeah.
That released April 21st, 2023. Budget of $12 million.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty happy for them for that.
That was a great one.
A worldwide gross of $147 million.
Yeah, I like that movie a lot. That was a fun one.
Yeah.
I remember, because that one was going to be like straight to streaming, and then they like blew it up to be a theater because it was like, this is too good to go straight to streaming.
Yeah, and we went and saw it in theater, and it was a good time.
I respect it.
IMDb score of 6.5 out of 10.
Nice. Yeah, really high.
I have a tagline.
Yeah, all right. Just one?
Just one.
Okay.
They didn't have the budget for more.
Come on.
Blood, blades, and pom-poms.
Sure. Sure, that's okay.
Yeah. Okay, so now I guess we can give a little mini summary before I give... I actually have a couple fun facts for this one.
We don't have to give a summary. It's fine. I just thought, like, you know, it would be good, especially with Tubi or not to be movies, because we generally pick movies that are, like, not really known. So, like, I feel like it's kind of good to give, like, a little summary of what it is exactly we're talking about.
So we have a 7-person cheerleading squad that doesn't have room for another member, and she really wants to be on it, and this is her last chance because she's a senior. Somebody starts killing the cheerleaders, and their annual sleepover is in danger because one of the ones that's killed was supposed to be hosting the sleepover. So the girl that wants to be a cheerleader has them over at their house, and people just keep dying. Also, they're high schoolers.
Yeah, they're high schoolers, also, but they are like 35.
Also, they cheer at soccer games.
I don't even think that there's a game going on. There's not a game going on. They just cheer out in an empty field with nobody around.
So.
Yeah.
That's a brief summary of this. This was filmed in Newport, Richey, Florida.
Oh, this feels Florida.
So this is a Florida movie. Yeah, no. Christopher Leto also co-directed a movie in 2023 with Sean Donahue called Die Die Delta Pi. And if you'll remember, Lisa's wearing a Delta Pi shirt at the sleepover. And that's Laurie's whole backstory revealed at the very end. So this is meant to be kind of like a spiritual sequel to the movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Die Die Delta Pi is a really cool name for a horror movie.
Yeah, and I'm kind of curious about it. Christopher Leto's actually done a ton of work.
Really?
So much.
Any relation to Jared? No,
I was
going to
say,
there's no way there's any relation.
I was
going
to say, it would be kind of a jerk move for Jared Leto not to, like, help out with this, but also that seems kind of on-brand.
I would not, if my brother was Jared Leto, I would not expect him to ever be there for me.
Yeah, I would also, like, not tout the fact that we're brothers, but I'd probably keep the Leto name, because I'd be like, a lot of people wonder.
Yeah.
Okay. Wild Iris Cafe in Dunedin, Florida. It's a real place. I got curious because I saw the sign and I was like, because at first when you see the inside of it, it looks like somebody's actual kitchen. And then we see the outside and it's like an actual restaurant. It's got a sign and everything. So I got curious if it was real.
Yeah.
It is real.
Yeah, I don't think that this movie had the budget to do a fake sign.
It's got decent reviews on Google. It's got a 4.6 out of 5 overall.
Okay.
Google reviewers say check it out.
What kind of restaurant is it?
It is like a brunch type place. It serves breakfast and lunch. So think like Stutla's for us.
You know, when we were watching this movie, it reminded me of that place.
Yeah. So that's, I think that's an apt comparison. I checked out the menu because I was curious.
Uh-huh.
So I just want to read some of the menu options that we have. We've got something called chicken salad stuffed cantaloupe.
Chicken salad stuffed cantaloupe. Mm-hmm. That sounds disgusting.
Yep. It's a homemade house salad served in a, house made with a touch of sweetness, served with macaroni salad and muffin of the day.
That sounds nasty. That doesn't sound good at all.
They also have a quinoa salad. They have an Impossible Burger. Fully vegan.
That's
which
good.
I'm impressed both in general and because it's Florida.
Yeah, that's true. You know what? I'm sure there's some good eggs down there.
And they've got a sandwich called the Fun Guy, which is sauteed mushrooms, caramelized onions, goat cheese, and garlic aioli on grilled sourdough. I would get that without the cheese and aioli.
Man, I'm not feeling this restaurant. This isn't for me.
Well, they've got like other menu stuff. I just took a screenshot of the more interesting page.
Okay.
And then because I love the insanity of reviews, especially reviews about restaurants. And you know how we talk about fart smelly movies?
Yeah, they smell their own farts, like they are really high on their self.
This is a fart smelly reviewer.
Okay.
I want to read part of it.
Sure.
I've reviewed well over 1,500 restaurants. From the newest awarded 3-Michelin-star restaurant, only 13 in the U.S., to diners, listed with Google's the top 10% restaurant reviewer. This is how they start their review.
This is probably how they, like, open, like, they lead off with this when they walk inside
of
a restaurant.
They have a Patrick Bateman business card with this.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
It's extremely rare for me to submit a review without visiting 3 times. As a chef, knowing that there may be a day of inconsistency, the food that I ordered and service had so many things wrong, I'll never return to Wild Iris Cafe again, particularly since the server told us the owner was there.
What?
Wild Iris is an adorable tiny place inside. Outside is a draw for the diners, sitting under the oaks. However, cheap tables and chairs, with 2-ply napkins, giving Wild Iris 2 stars, one for seating under the oaks, one for slicing the lemons into generous 1-inch slices that you can actually squeeze. Finding that most restaurants have to cut down on the slices of lemons and limes. This person, and I'm not like pausing at weird places, this is where they're actually starting and stopping their sentences.
No, that's how it reads, or that's how it hears.
A great test of a cook versus a chef is the knowledge of cooking a well-poached egg. Explaining a well-poached being slightly runny as explained to the server when I ordered. When she served my food prior to me even cutting into the eggs, she commented that they look great. I responded with, I'll let you know, as I'm also sitting with an empty glass of iced tea. This person sounds fucking insufferable.
I don't like this guy. I don't like this guy or this restaurant.
This goes... Travis, this goes on for so
long. Oh, what
long.
The
I'm
fuck?
Not going to read the whole thing, but I just wanted to read the insanity because usually when I read a review like this, the restaurant itself is amazing. So, Wild Iris, if I'm ever in that part of Florida, we're going to check it out.
All right. If anybody listening is from Florida, give it a shot, or from that area at least, because I know Florida is kind of a bigger state.
Yeah, this just goes on and on and on. And, like, seriously, that was the only negative review I could find. Everything else was positive. Everybody really liked it.
Yeah, somebody's always got a shit on it.
They also said that they would not recommend for vegetarians, which is insane because it's brunch. And that's one of the easiest things to make vegetarian without actually being vegetarian.
It could be easy, but that doesn't mean that they're going to accommodate it. You know what I mean?
No, but I mean, like, if you serve eggs, boom, that's vegetarian.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess that is bad. I'm so used to you being vegan that I'm yeah, like, I kind of cross things out.
You've forgotten how easy it was back in the day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my little detour into Wild Iris and people being up their own butts on Google reviews.
Well, I'm glad we talked more about this restaurant than we probably will about this entire movie, because this restaurant barely, like, is even a factor in this movie.
Yeah, I think it's a three-minute scene.
Yeah.
Which is admittedly a large percentage of this movie.
I can see that you focused your deep dive entirely on this restaurant to the point where you didn't even realize you were looking up 2023 movies. You're more focused on, like, I gotta get the perfect review for this restaurant. We gotta go into detail about this restaurant, the menu of this restaurant.
That's actually kind of what happened, because I got all the information on the restaurant first.
Okay, I mean, it's clear. Yeah, I know where your priorities were. Yeah, okay, so yeah, this is a really weird movie. This is a really low budget movie. This is a this is probably what I would describe as, like, I mean, by definition, but also by looks, a very micro budget movie.
Yeah.
There's, like, there's not a lot of meat on the bones with this thing here. We got a fun little premise, and they do the best that they can with it, but you can tell that this is just a bunch of people just having fun with a camera, and they happen to get their movie on Tubi.
Yeah. So let's go into all of this a little bit more specifically. What did you like about the movie? What's your good?
I like that they leaned into the premise of it. They knew what they were doing with the name, so mm-hmm. they know that it's going to be, like, one of those low-budget, sleazy slashers. It gives me that feel of something that you could just throw on and just kind of enjoy it for what it is.
Yeah.
You can understand, like, I'm not going to be watching top-tier cinema today. I'm going to be watching some bottom-of-the-barrel trash.
It's an easy way to spend an hour.
It really is. I won't say that I was ever bored with it. I will say that. And that is one of the worst things that you can do with a movie, is be boring. Mm-hmm. And they didn't. They didn't make a boring movie. They made it pretty entertaining. I think the way that they did that, they're like, I feel like they panicked. And they're like, what do we do? Twerk session. And it's just like 5-minute twerk sessions.
Twice.
Two times.
I was going to say one of my goods is double extended twerking montage.
I just, it's like they panicked and they're like, what the fuck do we do? We need 5 minutes. And the girls are like, well, I mean, we've been, like, we can twerk for a little bit. And, like, Leto was like, boom.
Sydney was like, I was an actual cheerleader. Do you want me to do some aerials and walkovers? And he was like, one time.
One, but, like, in the background, like, get the butts and the twerking.
On a soccer field.
Yeah, come on. We really need to get the twerking in frame here. That's, you know what? I mean, it's been a while since we've been in high school. Is that what cheerleaders are doing today? I don't know. It could be. It could be the new routine. You never know. We haven't seen the latest Bring It On, except for, well, we have, but it was focused more on the killing instead of the actual cheering, like most of the other Bring It On movies. So, yeah. I mean, that's pretty much all I can say good about this thing. Like, it's fun. It's fun, stupid, cheesy shit. It's shit. Like, I'm not gonna, like, sugarcoat it. It's not the greatest movie ever, but I can still find the good in it.
I think it's fun. It doesn't take itself seriously, and it looks like they were all having a good time. And I think it's great when that comes through on screen, because having that kind of, like, a chemistry is a good time.
I agree. And I don't want
the mask is really creepy, too.
Yeah,
it's okay. Creepy. Like, it's clearly, like, a casted face, but, like, I like it. It's a creepy premise.
Well, let me at least just say, I don't want to, like, just straight up shit on a movie, because I've never made a movie, and I know that they're really tough to make, so I don't want it to sound like I'm shitting on this thing, but, like, I'm trying to speak from, like, an objective point of view with this thing here, too. I just wanted to be clear, because, like, I know people worked really hard, and they probably had a lot of fun, and, you know, I don't want to take away from that, but, yeah, it just... For real, though, it's not, like, a great movie.
Okay, well, we're still going through all of our points on it, so we have more room to talk about it.
I just wanted to, because I just said it was bad, I just wanted to, Like, at least clarify.
Okay, well then, do you want to go into your bed?
Sure, yeah. Is this weird?
No, I just...
You're giving me a, like a... You're giving me a talking to, like, I'm going out of line here.
No, I just, like, I feel like you're getting caught up on the things you didn't like, and we're supposed to take a second to focus on the things we did like.
I did. I don't know. That's what I was just talking about, with the things that I did like. I was just trying to, like, you know, whatever. You know what? That is my bad. Then we'll move past it. I've said my bad.
Okay.
Okay. You say you're bad.
Some of the dialogue doesn't feel natural to me.
Okay.
It doesn't feel like like they didn't really practice saying it out loud while they were writing it, maybe.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
It's a little bit off. That's that. And then also, like, the awkward scene cuts where they just go black for a second and then come back.
Yeah, they don't really do good transitions.
I'm not a big fan of those kinds of transitions generally. Especially when you're watching it on a free streaming service like Tubi or something like that, because that's usually when they're going to commercial.
Yeah.
So that kept throwing me off. So those are probably two of my biggest criticisms with it.
Well, let me add one more thing. Okay. I felt like the ending was super rushed.
I agree that the ending was super rushed, but also we thought it ended at one point before it did, and I think I would have loved it a little more if it had.
I think I would have too. Yeah, I think it would have been hilarious if they ended it the way that we thought. Because, I mean, it did the thing that you were talking about. It cut hard to black, and it stayed black for like 5 seconds.
Longer than the other transitions. And we like had a moment where we were looking at each other and be like, oh my God, please tell me this is where it ends. Like, because it would have just been hilarious, like hilariously awkward ending.
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay. What is your ugly?
I hate, like, the exclusive quickie bullshit that is the main theme of this movie here, where they get the group of cheerleaders and they're not really accepting of new people wanting to be a part of their crew.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get, like, you know, having your tight-knit group of friends and wanting to keep it like that, but this is a cheerleading team, and they only have 7 people, and I'm pretty sure you need more than 7 people. 6 at a certain point in this movie to be able to field like a legit cheerleading team. I could be wrong, but I feel like you need more than that.
Maybe they're like a 1A school.
Well, I came from like the tiniest of tiny schools with a graduating class of like 50 some people, and we had cheerleader squads that are like at least 20 people.
Okay.
So yeah, I think it's still feasible for it to be like a decent fielded team.
Okay. My ugly is probably they call him in the credits. I almost included him in the star because I thought it was funny. The peeping guy.
Oh yeah.
He's credited as Creepy Peepee.
Creepy Peepee.
Creepy Peepee.
Oh, I like that name. He is Creepy Peepee.
Yeah. That is just that's uncomfortable. Like we've talked about this because we've covered all of the Slumber Party Massacre movies. Like, ew. Like, just let people have their time to do whatever they want to do without creeping on them like that. Especially, like, without them knowing. Like, it's just, ooh.
Creepy Peepee's probably also the worst red herring in a horror movie ever, because never did I ever believe that he was the guy going around killing people. He did not match the frame whatsoever.
I feel like the killer probably only killed him incidentally because
he was there.
Like, yeah, he like, just... well, this is gross.
Yeah, he kind of had it coming. He was being creepy peepy. Okay, absurd. Not only do we have like the twerk sessions, but we also have like an extended handheld rap, like handheld camera rap phone session where they're like driving the car and they like turn up the music and then they all start lip syncing and like singing along to this rap song.
I think that was them having fun while they were shooting.
Oh, that's totally what it was.
They decided to include it.
But like, yeah, I don't think that they decided. I think that they needed to include it because they needed some extra minutes to qualify this thing for like feature length. So it's just, 7-person cheer squad is another one. I mean, it was way too few people. Mm-hmm. I already said that. And then the twerk sessions. Like, what the fuck? This movie, like, I don't think that they really understand. You know, it's not important. But they don't understand cheerleading, I really don't think.
I and this is not their fault. This is just how casting goes with an indie film. I was gobsmacked when I realized that this was, they were meant to be high schoolers.
They look nothing they, like high schoolers.
They don't look like high schoolers. The main girl. And I don't mean that in a bad way. Like, it's hard to look 18 when you're not 18.
I don't, you know? Yeah, I'm not trying to be harsh either, but, like, especially Lisa, the main one, like, she looked like she was like mid-30s maybe.
Yeah. If and I mean, yes. And I mean, I like, and I don't, I'm not judgmental about it at all. I get how this stuff goes. But it like, I feel like if they just said it was college.
That's what I'm saying. Colleges have cheerleading teams.
Yeah.
I mean, community college, if you want to keep it like and smaller.
Then it also makes the Delta Pi shirt that Lisa's wearing later make a little bit more sense.
Yeah. Yeah, it really does. Yeah.
So, and then also cheering at a soccer game. Because I keep saying it's the first game of the season. And you're fully expecting it to be football. And then you see the soccer goals behind them.
I seriously, though, think that they were meaning for it to be a football game.
Because, oh, that's the energy that they were having when they were talking about it.
They just
it.
Only had a shooting location for the soccer field. And the great thing about it is on this soccer field, that's where they shoot this and that's where they shoot the ending. It's hilarious that they have, like, you see cars just driving around in the background and shit like that. Like, people are obviously witnessing murders if this is actually happening, but, like, okay, we just have to ignore it.
So, I'm thinking what happened. Sorry if that sound was terrible for people listening in earbuds. I'm thinking what happened is that they were at a public park, and public parks generally don't have football fields, but they do often have, like, soccer fields.
Well, if it's a public park, they probably didn't have to rent it.
Yeah, but that's my suspicion of what happened.
Hmm.
For those exterior shots.
I think that they couldn't afford the football field. I think that they could only afford the soccer field. Yeah, it's just because even if it's a soccer field, like, they wouldn't be cheering right in the middle of, like, the field. Like, they're in between the goals. You know what I mean?
Would have been fun. Would have been, like, if they made a comment about, like, what school cheers at a soccer game, and somebody else would be like, the school that only has 7 people on its cheer squad. Like,
dude, yeah.
Like, definitely lean into it. They needed to. I think that would have been fun.
I think that that would have really done wonders for this movie if they really just leaned into, like, hey, they acknowledge how cheap everything is and how it's not exactly right, but they're like, hey, this is what we're doing.
They're not trying to push anything on us. I think they're people, they're happy they made a movie.
No,
and
yeah.
They
I'm
had
sure.
a good time with it. And yeah. Yeah.
But hey, man, it's hard not to, like, look at it from, like, a critical point of view.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's what we're here for. So, okay. So overall, what are you rating it?
I'd say the IMDb is kind of right on the money with the 3.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's fun. Like, the 3 points were fun. 0 points for, like, actual movie. You know what I mean?
I'm giving it a 5.
5? Okay. 5.
I feel like it's a solid 5. Like, it's fun. It's inoffensive. Like, it's just, like, we're going to get straight to it. We're not going to beat around the bush. Here's what we got.
Okay. No. Okay. Let's get ready to get into it.
Let's do it. Support for What's Your Least Favorite Scary Movie is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Shaving your jewels doesn't always have to be risky business anymore, thanks to the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. This trimmer is all about keeping things smooth and safe so you can trim with confidence. Treat your wrinkleberries and join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com to get 20% off plus free shipping with code LEASTFAVE20. With Manscaped, it's easy grooming. No surprises.
We all know it's a little bit dangerous going down there to try and take care of that area. But
who wants to nick your balls?
Nobody does. We know.
I don't have balls and I don't want to nick them.
Every dude gets the heebie-jeebies when it's time for a close shave down under, especially when using the wrong tools. That's precisely why Manscaped is my go-to for those delicate spots. Meet the star of the show, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. This 5th generation trimmer features 2 interchangeable next-gen skin-safe blade heads, a standard one for taking a little off the top, and a new foil blade to go smooth where your heart desires. Also features dual LED spotlights, that way you know exactly what you're going to be cutting at. Also, worried if you will make a mess? This thing is waterproof, so you can take it in the shower, get yourself cleaned up, clean up the aftermath.
clean up the razor itself also. And even if you don't use it in the shower, honestly, I found that I don't see the trimmings around the bathroom nearly as much as I do with your other razors.
It's true.
It creates less of a mess in general. Also, I feel like, correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like you're shaving more now that it's...
I kind of am.
Yeah, like... yeah.
I mean, it's like giving me a nice little shave, you know what
yeah.
I mean? Yeah. Yeah, I really enjoy it. I use it on my face. I use it, you know, everywhere else that I need to. Yeah. We don't have to go into the details of all of that. I also like to appreciate the compact case that this thing has because we can store it under the sink nice and neat.
We have a teeny tiny bathroom and it's nice to know that we don't have to worry about the shaver, the charger, and all the accessories that come with it. We don't have to worry about losing those because they come in the nice little shed compact case. Mm-hmm. And even cooler is that the blade guards, if you're trimming your face, you just want to take a little off the top, you've got different options with it. So it's like basically a 3-in-1
you for can
each
just
of the
on the fly
of the yeah. guards.
You don't have to like stop, turn it off, put the new one on. No, you just slide that bad boy down.
Yeah.
You're good to go.
Yeah, you click it up, click it down, and it gives you a bunch of different options with a single guard. It's really, really convenient.
So trust us, this trimmer will be your crown jewel's new best buddy. So get 20% off plus free shipping with the code LeastFave20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code LeastFave20 at manscaped.com. Show your boss some love and feel free as a dove.
Okay, so we start off. Here's the thing. This movie has apparently heard all of our criticisms over the years of please find an organic way to introduce your characters. And it did it twice.
No.
And we were so unprepared for it.
Too soon, too fast. Like, first frame of the movie is them just going, all right,
roll
girls.
Call.
Yeah.
Lisa, Summer, Allie, Renee, Kelly, Brandy, Kayla, Marcy.
And that's it.
And
it's like, okay, now you like learn the names fast because here's the face, here's the name real quick, and that's all you're going to get for the rest of the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a...
Because, like, I mean, even at the end of the movie, I was like, who the fuck is who? And, like, we were at a point where you were marking off names, like, okay, like, the only ones left is this name, so it's gotta be her.
Yeah, it happened so fast, and we just weren't prepared for it, and then it's gonna happen again here in a second in a way that I also was not prepared for. But I, like, you know, we say it all that I can't be mad at them for doing the thing we ask for. We just weren't ready as audience.
They did, but they still just didn't drop the names throughout the rest of the movie. They did the name, and then they did a cat, like, kind of, but they never, like, directly said the name to
the
person.
They really basically only said it for, like, Lisa and Lori.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, names. Yeah.
Yeah. So there is Creepy Peepee is over there taking pictures.
Creepy Peepee. Yeah, he gets yelled at though.
Was it Creepy Peepee or Creeper Peeper? It was something like that.
I'm going with Creepy
Peepee. I like
Creepy
Peepee.
Creepy
Peepee
is better. That's such a good name, Creepy Peepee.
So at the end of practice, the coach is like, Allie, what's wrong with you? And Allie's like, sorry, I'll do better next time. She's like, okay. And the other girls are talking about, like, wow, what is wrong with Allie? And one of them's like, her boyfriend is an asshole. And I'm like, okay, like, maybe let's explore this a little bit. But we don't because in the locker room, Allie gets killed.
They just keep talking about, like, yeah, her boyfriend sucks. She's, like, doing drugs and stuff. Did they say she's doing drugs? Or am I just, like...
I don't remember that. I didn't write
doing
that
drugs
down.
And alcohol? I don't know. Like, yeah, they're really just shit-talking her. Yeah.
Lori approaches Lisa and Renee and she's like, can you talk to Coach Linda? Because I really want to be a cheerleader. And she's like, we don't have any room on our squad. Lie.
Yeah.
maybe next year. And she's like, but I'm a senior. She goes, too bad, babe.
So now they're discussing the sleepover.
Mm-hmm.
So the main thing this movie has going for it is they have this big sleepover that they were going to have with Allie, but they think Allie might be flaking on them because she's got that asshole boyfriend of hers.
Yeah.
Maybe drugs. We don't know yet, but maybe drugs involved.
And we get a montage. Or not a montage. What is it? What's it? A nod. No, not a nod. An homage. That's the word I'm looking for. An homage to the original Slumber Party Massacre because they're in a locker room and it's just shot after shot of T and A.
Yeah, they hit you with it like right up front.
Yeah,
with
they're
it.
Like, we know what we're doing.
Yeah.
We gotcha.
Yeah. So let's see.
Allie's the only one that's left. Everybody
that's
else
right.
is gone, and while she's in the shower, she gets her throat slashed.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. And then we cut to the credits.
This is the most low budget.
These are like end credits. This is what you would expect to see at end credits, because it's like a yearbook and it's showing each of the cast members' names with their character. Mm-hmm. And they're like doing superlatives and stuff in there. And I really like it. I just wasn't expecting to see this at the beginning of the movie. I was expecting to see it at like the end.
Yeah, it kind of makes
like to see this.
It feels like it would make more sense for that, but I liked it. Like, I liked what they were going for. It was really cool. Like, you're going through the yearbook. They're even like listing crew and stuff, but I think really what they were trying to do is they were trying to buy a lot of time, because this intro, like opening credits, takes, I'd say, 5 minutes.
It would have taken just as long at the end too, though.
Yeah, but we're getting at the beginning, which kind of kills, you know, like, when we front load it in the beginning, it always screams to me, oh, I needed time. You know what I mean?
I'm going to disagree with you on that, because I think if you put something that's obviously like a time extender anywhere, it's obvious.
I feel like it's more obvious in the beginning, because if it's in the beginning, then boy, they're really stretching for time. You can pad the credits anytime, but if you're having to pad the opening also, that's saying something.
We cut to two dudes in a car, and they're talking about sex, and apparently one of the guys is just, like, really hot.
These guys have no chemistry. This is the most awkward conversation I've ever heard in my fucking life.
And Bo, like, he's been with Renee forever, and they haven't had sex yet, and I'm like, well, you guys are supposed to be high schoolers. It's not completely unreasonable.
Yeah. Panties on lockdown is what I have here. Buddy's talking chicks, panties on lockdown, planning hang time. Because like he's wanting to get more time with Renee. She's not wanting to spend a lot of time because Lisa's been kind of really cannibalizing the time. So he's like,
let's go crash their sleepover.
Well, he's like, what do you think of Lisa? Because Lisa is Renee's like best friend, and taking Lisa or Renee away from him. And he's like, he texts Renee about if, what's this dude's name? What's the other dude?
I only know Bo. I don't know the other one.
Okay, we'll call him Guy. They ask if he's, like, sexy or whatever to Renee, and, like, Lisa's into him, whatever. They're trying to, like, he's trying to hook something up between them there.
Yeah.
This whole thing, though, with them is just so uncomfortable. It's just so bad. It's so fucking bad.
Lori and her friend, Jason, are sitting in her bed, and they're looking at photos saying, wow, this is really messed up. And, like, we don't see what they're talking about, and I thought we'd get a reveal later, because it's pretty obvious from the beginning that they're the killers.
I didn't think so.
Oh, I thought it was.
No, I didn't. Like, I had no idea who it was going to be. I thought it was going to be, I thought, at the end, I thought it was going to be the guy that's like, oh, I can get a date with anybody.
No, I think that... I thought that we were going to see that they like looking at pictures of murders, and that's what they were doing. Oh, that's what shit. I was expecting from this.
I didn't even think of that.
And he's like, why do you want to be a cheerleader anyway? And she's like, I just want to be. Just shut up and be supportive. He's like, I'm going to be supportive. I wouldn't go to the game tomorrow otherwise, you know, if I wasn't supportive. Then we cut to a group of the cheerleaders in the car. They're chatting. They're talking about the fact that nobody's heard from Allie, and they're like, well, Lori wants to be on the squad. What if we just swap her in for Allie? And then they sing into the camera.
Lisa's really against it. Lisa hates Allie for whatever reason, and she hates Lori. Yeah, Lori. She hates her for whatever reason and shuts it down, and then they just start rapping for 5 minutes again.
Jason and Lori eat dinner with Lori's mom.
This feels like an actual mom. This is somebody's real mom on the set. They're like, we need a mom.
I wonder if it's Mama Leto.
it's got to be. Like, if it's the Leto family movie, like, this, she obviously never acted. I don't think she ever really wanted to act. I think it feels to me like they took a camera and they just kind of pointed it there. And then they actually had dinner. And she's like, why's the camera here? And they're like, don't worry, mom. Like, so.
Points for a realistic dining table.
Yeah.
I liked that. Can we also please talk about the salt and pepper shakers that are pig fucking?
What?
They're pigs and they're having sex.
Are they really?
Yeah.
No, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Like, one of the pigs is, like, upright and it, like, nests into the other pig.
That's hilarious.
I can't believe you didn't notice that.
No, dude.
There's, like, nothing fancy on the table. That's what I like about the table, is that it's very, like, normal, but, like, that also makes it the centerpiece.
That's hilarious. No, I didn't even catch that.
No, it's a nice little, like... You know what? Yeah. I like that it's, we get novelty salt and pepper shakers. You don't see that very often in movies. And as a person with a history of novelty salt and pepper shakers, I appreciate it.
Okay, so we get Renee and Lisa. They're hanging out. They're painting their nails.
They're painting them toenails. Mm-hmm. And apparently Renee sells feet pictures.
She hints with Lisa. She's like, you could make some money off those toes. And she's like, that's weird. I was feeling this too. I'm glad that Lisa actually said it whenever she was like, she kept making comments about her feet. And she's like, that's weird. Why do you keep talking about my feet? Like, are you into feet stuff? Do you sell your feet pictures? And then she's like, I mean, you can make a lot of money with it, which is true, but I'm not behind that.
Summer gets dropped off at her car and she's all alone in the parking lot. I will say the friend waited to make sure she got in her car. She did the friend thing. She couldn't have suspected that there would be a killer in the backseat. No. But because we, the audience, know we're watching a horror movie, we suspect it.
Yeah.
And, of course, the killer does pop up and immediately slashes her.
They have the fucking gall to do that trope 2 times in a row.
I was a little bit mad that they did it twice.
Like, why? You did it one time. Don't do it twice. Yeah. It's already cheap if you do it one time, because that's like one of the most...
It's pretty cliche, low-hanging fruit. It's still scary, regardless. One of the cheerleaders is getting texts from her boyfriend, and these sexy texts. Let me see them titties.
Yeah.
LMAO. complete with an exclamation point and a question mark.
Dude, it's so easy to get sexting pics, I guess.
Let me see them titties.
She only shows one. He's like, no, the other one. And then she does both. He's like, yeah, LMAO.
Damn, bitch, you've got hot tits.
God.
Like, we should all be spoken to so kindly. So Lori dreams that she's a killer. And she wakes up and she's like, oh, and she apparently sleeps in her makeup because she still has her little cat eye and foundation and blush and everything. She goes downstairs. Her mom has made her waffles and they are clearly Eggos. And this is also how I knew Lori was a serial killer, because she just eats that shit dry.
No syrup,
because she just grabs them in her hand and walks off. Also, respect to Mama Leto, who said, I will be in your movie, but we are not using my real dishes, because for both this scene and the dinner the night before, it was paper plates. She was like, I'm not doing extra dishes for your movie.
No, that really, that just kind of makes it feel real. For real.
I like it.
Not to be like mean, they just seem like the paper plate type of family. Some people are like, that was how my family was for a long time. I'm like, I don't want to do dishes. Let's just throw that shit away.
Yeah. I mean, I get the urge, and really, honestly, for me, dishes are more of like an environmental thing than a, like, feel like I need to eat on ceramic plates. It's just like, well, it's know, why contribute to waste if you don't have to?
Well, that, and also they're not flimsy.
Yeah, well, there's that. Okay, so Allie and Summer are not at the game that night. And then we get the first of our extended montage twerking. Twerking montages.
Did you mention, though, that the mom's leaving for the weekend?
No.
Okay, yeah. That's what she was doing. Mm. She was telling Lori, like, okay, I'm going to be going for the weekend.
Yeah.
I'm going to go hang out with my boyfriend for a while. No parties. You can have Jason over, but don't be throwing any bangers. That's what she said. She's like, don't throw bangers.
Don't throw bangers.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Okay, so yeah, now they're over there at the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Soccer game.
Yeah, Allie didn't. She's a no-show. And so is Summer. So they do their whole dance routine. Twerk on the soccer field.
We do get some really good like acrobatics and stuff, though. There are a couple of the actresses clearly do have some training, because Renee specifically, like, we see her do several tricks like aerials and walkovers and stuff, and I thought that was cool. There was one shot that I almost got really scared, because when she was doing an aerial, her foot clearly slipped beforehand, and I thought she wasn't gonna make it.
I was kind of worried for her a few times whenever I saw her. I didn't know if she was experienced or not, and I know that they probably wouldn't put her falling down in the final movie, but a few times I was like, come on.
And this is like a real, like, this is real grass. They're shooting at night. It's entirely possible that it's not like a fully dry field.
They're not. These people aren't taking precautions.
Yeah. I was just like,
Yeah.
I got real scared for her, but she got it. Mm-hmm. She did it.
It's just, can you imagine, though, if, like, this was actually a game that was going on and, like, this is what the cheerleaders are doing?
Can you imagine the soccer team is like, we need to kick the ball.
Yeah. It'd be hilarious if they just held up the entire game and made the home team forfeit because they wouldn't get off the field. And they're just, like, twerking the entire time.
The school has a losing streak because the cheerleading squad is always in the middle of the field.
That's okay because the football team sucks. So they're like, okay, we're just here for the cheerleaders anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lori approaches. She said, I heard that Allie was a no-show. My mom's out of town for the weekend. Do you want to come to my house? I've got liquor and pool and a hot tub. And they're like, well, if she doesn't show up by tomorrow, we'll consider it.
Yeah.
Bo and his bubby talk about crashing the sleepover yet again, and then they do a handshake that feels like these two guys are bubbies in real life, and they already had this because it was natural in a way that, like, they didn't just rehearse it a lot, like they've been doing it for years.
If they're bubbies in real life, I feel like they would have better chemistry. These guys, like, anytime maybe that they talk
just,
to each other.
Maybe they're just not comfortable, like, acting. Filming. Yeah.
Well, why are they in a movie?
Well, Bo is Bo Leto.
Yeah, I guess. So, it's just, oh, God.
That's what Letos do. Letos act. So the coach makes everyone leave. They got to leave the field. They got to leave the locker room. She has a phone call. She says, all right, well, I'm going to shower here, and then I'll meet you at the restaurant.
Worth mentioning, the coach looks the same age as the cheerleaders.
She actually looks younger than most of them.
That's true. She does.
But she's got way more tattoos. So I understand why they made her the coach. Because she's got, like, a half sleeve on her forearm.
Yeah, straight
And up. That would have been a lot. Like, some of them have, like, a couple tiny tattoos, and I can see, like, you know, I knew people that were seniors that had, like, a couple of tattoos if they turned 18 before graduation. But, yeah, that amount of tattooing too much. is too much to be realistic.
I'll give this movie a lot of credit because I think that this scene right here is really well done. I like that idea of her. So she's, like, taking a shower in there, the coaches, and the killer just keeps turning the lights off on her. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you've ever been in a bathroom like that and have the lights turn off.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, because you lose your sense of everything. Balance.
Yeah.
Where you are. Like, you don't know what the fuck is happening.
It's not just that it becomes pitch black because there's no windows or anything in there, but it's also, like, it's all tiles, so everything's a little bit more echoey.
I'm sure it's super slippery, too, because it's white floors. Yeah. So she has to keep, she goes up, gets out of the shower, gets her phone, turns on the flashlight, and then turns the light on. Makes her way back to the shower, starts showering, and as soon as she turns the water back on, the lights flip off again. And then the next time she gets out of the shower to go turn them back on, she
gets a cleaver to the head.
Thank you.
Okay, so Lisa calls Renee about Allie, Summer, and Coach Linda. They're all missing, and Lisa doesn't sound like she is concerned at all, even though those are supposedly her friends and her coach. And they guess that they are going to go to Allie's. She said to be there at 6, and so they're all going to do dinner at 4 at Wild Iris. And at the restaurant, they discuss the missing people. And they try and, like, retrace their last steps. They're trying to remember the last time they all saw them and where they said they were supposed to be going. And then Lisa's like, you know the police have already done this. Like, what are we doing? Where this is not that type of movie.
Yeah.
We're going to go get drunk.
While we're here at the restaurant, I have a theory.
Okay.
I have a theory that Creepy Pee Pee is the reviewer that left that obnoxious review. It seems very Creepy Pee Pee.
Yeah, yeah. I can see Creepy Pee Pee doing that.
Mm-hmm. Is Creepy Pee Pee in the scene?
I don't think so, because we've got all of this. They give, like, a nice shout out to the Wild Iris Cafe. Well, actually, I didn't see pulled pork sandwiches or macaroni and cheese on their menu.
Yeah,
so
you didn't.
No, but I didn't look at the whole menu. I just looked at a couple pages.
Mm-hmm. Now we're getting back on board here with me if we get that kind of stuff on there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I kind of appreciate the shot. So they all leave, and the last one left behind. What was her name?
I think we decided it was Brandy.
Yeah, Brandy. She stays behind, and I like the tracking shot where the cameraman stays behind her as she walks out and just follows her all the way to her car.
It's a really nice tracking shot.
Yeah, it was cool. It follows her all the way back there, and then she gets in her car, and
she gets strangled, and she falls forward onto the horn, and I do like that the killer gently moved her to the side so she wasn't on the horn.
Again, back to the seat
behind I the wish, seat of the car. Honestly, I wish that we had this one and not have the other kill in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Like, if I had to keep one of the backseat killer scenes, I would keep this one.
If you have to have it with the car, the one in the parking lot, have them be hiding underneath the car.
Yeah.
That would be creepy.
Yeah.
Peepee.
Yeah. Okay. So, let's see. Jason is helping Lori set up. And he leaves right before everybody arrives. Lisa is in a Delta Pi shirt, which is, again, confusing because she is in high school. I guess, like, maybe an... I would think maybe, like, an older sister gave it to her or something, except then she says she's an only child later, so...
Yeah, yeah. That was my thought, too, when we were talking
about
that.
Yeah, I was like, well, this is weird, but, you know, maybe it's, like, an older sister situation. Nope, she says she's an only child, and that's why she's so spoiled. She wants some vodka right away. She's the first one, immediately goes to the drink, you know, out of respect. That's I get to a party and I'm like, hey, where can I mix myself a drink? I don't immediately ask for somebody else's alcohol, but I'm just like, it's a party. I am socially anxious. I need something to help me calm down some.
I think it's funny that Lori's like, yeah, I got some vodka and some orange juice. And she's like, I guess, like, I don't know. Like, and then it's like, you don't know.
It's
like,
a pretty common combination.
Yeah, it's like the office where Michael's like, I call an orange fod juice.
Yeah.
It's like,
it's called a screwdriver.
Yeah, it's like, a screwdriver.
It's got a whole name.
Yeah, it's so fucking good. It's a really good drink.
I don't like orange juice, but sometimes I'll do it with, like, pineapple juice.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're missing out?
I'm very particular about citrus, and we actually had this conversation last week. The only oranges I like to eat are mandarin oranges, and I really only like them when they're in a little fruit cup.
Okay.
I have very strong feelings.
Okay, so the rest of the people started drinking now.
Yeah, they see Lisa start to get shithoused, and they're like, okay, well, she's going to be down and out soon, and we can actually start having some fun.
Peepee Peepee's outside.
Yeah.
He's watching through the window, and as he's watching through the window, I feel like they are taking a page out of Slumber Party Massacre here, and that's where the twerk off begins.
Yeah, instead of doing, like, the... his cafe strip dance thing, they do the twerk off. Yeah,
and like we're not kidding, that's what they call it.
Yeah, they're like, we're gonna do a twerk off.
Well, they're like, they're bored, they're like, what do we do? Like, I don't know, I guess we could twerk. And it's like, where's like, I don't know how to twerk, and like, we'll show you, we'll have a twerk off.
I'm gonna be really honest, I would love to learn how to twerk, and I need somebody non-judgmental to show me how to twerk, and these girls seem like they could be really good friends to her, minus Lisa.
Well, we just need to play this scene on repeat, that way you can learn how to do it.
I need some. No, that's no fun. I want somebody that knows how to twerk to come drink Ornvadjuska and twerk with me. Okay. Okay, so I love that when they're done, none of them is sweaty.
Yeah.
Like, you would be sweaty after a dance off like that.
Also, like, that was fun.
Yeah.
Come on. Really?
Then they play Never Have I Ever.
No. Never Have I Ever. Yeah, yeah.
And then, of course, the boys show up and they let them in and Lisa starts shit stirring.
I thought that they were going to do the thing with Slumber Party Massacre here again, where the boys like crash the party and actually like sneak and watch from the window for a little bit, you know, or break in. But no, they're the most polite party crashers ever. They go over there and knock on the door like, hey, can we come in?
And they're like, okay.
Yeah.
And then Lisa's immediately like, what question can I ask that Renee will put her finger down and it'll cause problems between her and her boyfriend? Except it doesn't work because after the game's over, Renee and her boyfriend go to the hot tub. Lisa has flirted with hot guy friend, I guess. And then she needs to go throw up. So one of the other girls goes with her. Marcy gets a call from Mark. Don't know who he is, but she goes outside to meet him in his car.
You were missing.
Oh, my God. I missed the most important line of the movie.
Hold on.
Hey, guys.
Let me take control here because I've got notes of this whole scene. You bypassed a lot of
shit. I forgot about it.
Okay. Okay. I've got all of the Never Have I Evers written down, by the way, if you want to go over those.
I didn't think that they were all that interesting aside from the one where Lisa was shit stirring, where she was like, never have I ever kissed two people on the same day.
It's never have I ever cheated. Never have I ever shoplifted. Never have I ever dined and dashed. Never have I ever sexted. Never have I ever had sex. And then that's when the boys crash. And then it's like, all right, never have I ever kissed more than one person in 24 hours, which is what gets Renee in trouble with Bo.
Yeah.
Because Bo realizes that Renee and Lisa made out once whenever her and Beau weren't really official yet.
Yeah.
So he has to try and play it cool. And he's like, oh, no, I'm not jealous. Obviously, you're jealous. Well, every right to be jealous.
Except then Lisa changes it. Let's play
Truth and Dare. Yes.
And we were like, oh, is that what she meant? That's an interesting twist on the game. Except then hot guy immediately goes, all right, truth or dare.
Like, no, no, you got it wrong, man. We're playing truth and dare. You got to choose both. You can't pick one. You got to do both.
But of course, we have to have some casual lesbian fetishism. So Renee and Lisa make out. And then that's why Renee and Beau are cool. And he's like, let's go be horny in the hot tub. That's what hot tubs are for, though, to be fair.
That sentence didn't make any sense. His girlfriend made out with a girl, so that's why they're cool.
Well, because he's like, well, that was pretty hot.
Yeah, I guess. I think that he wasn't really... Well, maybe he was. I can't really tell because of the acting with this guy. This guy's such an awkward actor. Okay, yeah, so then Renee and Beau go to the hot tub. Because they mentioned the hot tub earlier. Yeah. You got to have a hot tub scene in this movie after that.
Can I have a hot tub?
So, all right. Marcus here. That's the guy that you were talking about. So that's whenever
people start splitting up.
Yeah.
So Marcy goes to meet Mark, and while she's walking out towards the car, she gets suffocated with a dry cleaning bag. They tell you not to put it around your head.
I still stand by the term being Billy bagged.
That's, you know, that's good terminology.
Anytime it's something like that, that's a Billy bag.
Okay. Let's see. Beau and Renee are making out, and then they're making out into eternity because they get stabbed through their mouths together.
It's a good kill. I'll give them some credit right there.
Oh, yeah. I'm never going to be mad about that.
I didn't expect her to die. I thought her and Beau were going to make it.
Well, I thought Renee might make it. You know, maybe she would, like, survive and be like, wow, Lisa really was a bitch.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
Let's see. Kayla is just killed on the couch. She's just like sitting there awkwardly, and then she's killed from behind.
This is what I'm talking about. The movie gets so rushed that we kill everybody in a matter of 2 minutes.
Yeah. Well, like, she doesn't even get a cool kill because she's just sitting there waiting for people to come back, and then all of a sudden, like, her eyes fill with blood and she's been stabbed in the head.
It's
from
the worst CG blood just pouring from her eyes. Yeah, it's terrible. All right. Then this is where Kelly, she runs outside.
Yeah, she sees a killer and she tries to hide behind a bed. And when the killer, like, leaves the room, she runs outside and is chased and goes around to the backyard and sees Lori. And Lori's like, no, it's okay. It's okay. And so Kelly, like, approaches her and Lori stabs her in the tum-tum.
Yeah, you know it's not going to be okay. Mm-mm. Come on.
And Jason is the one in the mask.
Whatever. And then I thought what was happening here is like, all right, Lisa's like sick upstairs. Let's go get her. And then it cuts to black. I'm like, did you kill Lisa off screen?
Yeah. And because that's what I really thought happened.
I was going to be so, happy for a second if it ended how it's about how we thought it was going to end here in a second. But also it would just be so shitty because she's the one that needs to be killed the most. Yeah. She's the shittiest one.
So we cut to Jason and Lori in the parking lot behind their car, and Jason's like, I was killing all of your rivals for you and I was worried you would be mad. And Lori was like, well, no, once I realized it was you, it was like, well, let me give this a shot. And when I stabbed her, it just felt really great. Also, I need you to know I was adopted at 10 years old. My mom and sister are serial killers. They killed a bunch of people. Do you remember the Delta Pi murders? Yeah, that was them.
Wait, did you say she's adopted?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's adopted. Delta Pi murders. So it's part of that movie from before,
yeah,
I'm guessing.
Yeah, Die Die Delta Pi.
Yeah. Yeah, mom was there.
And her
mom
sister.
Mom was house mom.
Yeah.
All right, and then the sisters killed 20 people in 3 days.
Yep.
Mom kept it in check with love and counseling. That's how she kept her in check, because, yeah.
And so Lori's like, you know, I guess killing's always been in my blood. Cut to black for a really long time. And we looked at each other like, oh my God, is that just how it ends?
I would love it because
she dumped
all of this shit right at the beginning or right at the end, just like, straight up shooting it out there and then cut. That would be hilarious. I would love it. I feel like that would make
it would have been amazing.
Great.
It would have like bumped it up.
It would have bumped it for me too. I would have appreciated that. I would have respected the move of doing that. But no, we cut back to the soccer field. Mm-hmm. Lori is in full cheerleader gear now. She's doing her cheer. Lisa's tied to the goalpost. And apparently she is super tough because...
she gets stabbed in the face like a lot with a knife inside of a pom-pom.
Those are some brutal stabs, man. Yeah. Like, how the fuck does she even... how does she operate after this?
Well, because like... Laurie and Jason start to walk away, except Lisa's alive and she kills Jason, and then her and Laurie fight, and she stabs Laurie twice in the tummy, which should be fatal following this movie's own rules. It's kind of the opposite of what is
Scream?
It? No, the one movie that we talked about with Paris Hilton, and they're all
Nine Lives.
Is it Nine Lives?
Yeah, it's Nine Lives.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where, you know, we talked about how a stomach wound is survivable, but a shoulder wound's immediately fatal. This is similar rules, kind of, except that a stomach wound is immediately fatal and a face wound is survivable.
That's a previous to be or not to be for anybody looking for that discussion.
Yep.
Then we get, and... my final note here is a Jesse Pom Pom experience, but could be Jesse's next band. But also, Jesse told me to make a note about her experience with pom poms.
So these specific pom poms, and these are the type of pom poms you normally see. And I just had so many flashbacks looking at this. I danced for a long time when I was younger, and one of the dance styles is actually pom pom. And I was part of a mixed age group, and we came in first at Nationals Brag. but we had pom-poms like this. And so they come in little tubes. And when you first get them, they're just flat little tubes. So you know how, like, when you do a Christmas tree, you have to, like, fluff the branches? Mm-hmm. You essentially have to do it with these pom-poms. So we had to do that for all of these. And I just had such visceral memories looking at these pom-poms with it. And I used to also have stress dreams about my pom-poms because, like, that you can't miss that piece of your uniform. And one time I had a dream that they fell into the lava. And I was like, oh, man, my mom's going to be so pissed. Well, yeah, I had to, like, walk through a volcano to get the competition. I was running late.
Oh, God.
These pom-poms, I appreciate that these are, like, the legit kind of pom-poms you would normally see, because I think a lot of times people think of, like, the little, like, flappy handle and the... but really, you get the ones that your hands go inside and like that. But, yeah, you have to, like, really fluff them up and everything.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's my fun little diversion into pom-poms.
How realistic is it to hide a knife inside one of them?
Well, because you're, like, holding it, like, you've got, like, this middle handle part, and then the palms are actually on the side, and you fluff them enough, but that's what you hold on to is, like, a little thing. So she could have, like, a knife right there in her hand.
And just punch it in her.
So that's brutal. And that's also why, like, it's easy enough for, like, when cheerleaders, when you see them, like, do, like, cartwheels and stuff with pom-poms in their hand, that's why it's easy enough to do that.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Fun facts.
All right. That's it for this movie.
That is. Oh, Laurie's not dead. Also. Uh-huh. Really? Her eyes open at the end.
Oh, really? I missed that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. After we've talked about it, what's your score?
3.5. I guess. I don't know. It's stupid. Like, you can have fun with it. Like, seriously, it's just an objectively bad movie, which I like plenty of them. But this one, it's a little bit more rough than usual, I would say. It feels more homemade.
Yeah, and that's the thing that I actually kind of... that endears me to it. I don't think that the writing is necessarily great. No shade to Christopher Leto. But I don't love the writing of it, but I do like the spirit of it, in that
that's what I like.
It's endearing to me.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna keep mine at a 5. So we have a 4.25 as our ending average. Travis, what's one thing you would change?
Well, I feel like the killer needed more of a presence.
Okay.
Because he is there for those few kills in the opening, and then he's just not really there at the end. And then it just gets rushed so fast at the end that, like, they're like, oh, hey, we were focusing on the party. Oh, shit, we need to kill everybody. Oh, shit, we don't really have a lot of time or money to do this. Let's just go ahead and wrap this thing up.
Well, and that's what I mean, that I don't think, like, writing is probably necessarily his strength.
No.
Because those are writing things. Like, we need more of a setup, this and this, so this.
Mm-hmm.
We're not getting that with this.
No. You're not.
Which sometimes it's fun to just have slasher, like, you know, just a mindless slasher. It would be nice to have it, like, paced a little bit better and, you know, maybe a little bit more variation with the kills.
Yeah, the variation too. I just, it would be, with this type of movie, you really need, like, a cool killer. You know, like a good killer with a good presence. And I didn't really think the killer had a great presence in this movie.
Okay.
Yeah. And like, I normally am a person that loves a good mask. I respect that you appreciate this mask, but I didn't. It just kind of felt low effort
to It's me. Creepy that it's a face.
Yeah.
It looks like it's an actual skinned face, and I wish we'd gotten that.
It kind of did look like that, yeah, but it just kind of made it look like another person. It was too much of a face. You know
okay.
what I mean?
Okay.
Like, fair it was enough. Just like, oh, like, I'm just staring at a guy's face. Okay. And okay. those are usually lame killers for me in a slasher. Like, I don't like seeing faces until later. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, okay. That's my thing.
Who did you relate to?
Well, I think I related to, God damn, dude. This is a hard one to try and pick for. I'll relate to the, I hate that we can't cut this. Because I have to think on this.
Okay, well, I'll say mine while you think about it. Okay. I'm going to say that I relate to Mamaletto because novelty salt shakers, salt and pepper shakers.
Okay. I'll relate to Jason because I appreciated him shitting on something but supporting it all in the same time. Because that's okay. what he was doing with her and her cheerleading thing. He's like, you know what? Like, it's stupid, but I respect it and I support you for doing it.
That's what you're doing with this movie.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm shitting on it.
Am I? Well, I mean, in about as much the way as he was shitting on cheerleading. Like, I don't get it. Not my thing.
I guess that's true. You. But the thing is, this is my thing. This is like this is my type of thing. So, like, and I am into it. So, a little bit different, but the same.
Okay. What was Scout's favorite part?
Scout's favorite part was the hot tub scene because she likes heat and she also likes being in the water at the same time.
No, Scout's favorite part was obviously her taking the Eggos and running.
Oh, God, she would do that. I can just see her doing her little Scout shuffle all the way through the hall.
Whenever Scout has something she's not supposed to have, she runs the fastest she's ever run, but she does it with her belly as close to the floor as possible. It's insane to watch.
She discovered a brand new gear, and for some reason getting your stomach as low to the ground without actually dragging is like optimal speed
right there. It makes her most aerodynamic.
Yeah, there's something about it.
I think it's because she doesn't have her belly doesn't sway side to side.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but she found it. I'm really happy for her.
Okay. Dream sequel?
Okay, so I guess Lori's gonna be the main killer the next time around, I would say. Maybe yeah. She like has a change of heart. Let's say this goes to college.
Yes.
And she's like, okay, well, like I realize now that colleges also have cheerleading squads, so I guess my dream's not totally over with. So she goes there, tries out for that squad, she makes it, but this time her squad is getting killed and she doesn't know. They got somebody targeting her.
It's Lisa. Lisa's coming back for revenge because the face stabs disfigured her and she wasn't allowed to cheer this time.
Yes, but I want it to not actually be Lisa, but I want it to be all signs pointing to her. Okay. She's a red herring.
So like maybe at one point Lisa and Lori have a confrontation and Lisa's like, I can't believe that you gave me scars like this. And Lori's like, dude, it's really fucked up if people are discriminating against you. And Lisa's like, it's really fucked up that you stabbed me in the face.
Like, also, did you know that they like actually play the sport here at this place? Like,
did you know there's football?
Yeah, and did you know that twerking's not actually like a cheerleading move? Like, what were we doing?
And then maybe we get that Delta Pi connection because maybe Lori like also rushes Delta Pi, and then
that would be great.
Yeah, so like we can tie everything in together.
I think that's what you gotta do. You gotta take it to that right there and make it come full circle.
Yeah.
All right.
I think that's fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Do you have reviews for this?
Yes. I have, as we do with To Be or Not to Be, I've got a lower review and a higher review. So the lower review is a 1 out of 10.
Okay.
Lori Taylor Heard wants to be a cheerleader. She is now a senior, and it appears that the mean girls won't let her on the squad. They plan an annual sleepover at Allie's, Vera Marlowe, house, but Allie doesn't make it past her first shower scene. When other girls go missing, they accept Lori's invitation and have the event at her house. There's a lack of suspects, so the killer was easy to figure out. Don't know what happened to the bodies. The murders were fast, and there was a lot of useless filler. The girls did not look like they were in high school or were cheerleaders. Poor photography and sound. Cheap version of the classic slumber party massacre. Great if you like twerking in showers.
True. That's a spot on review. Like, all the way through. Yeah. One of the things I didn't say is, like, the sound was one thing that really bothered me. They didn't get the ambience out.
I think a big problem, I think that was the worst part about the car scenes for me.
And we had multiple
car scenes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I've got a 6 out of 10.
And that's the best.
I liked this review that they wrote. Okay. Cheerleader Sleepover Slaughter was actually a very enjoyable movie. Was it the greatest movie ever made? No. Just for the record, I'm in no way associated with anyone who is in any way involved in the film. The cast and crew seem to have had a great time in making this film. I would not recommend this for most viewers, and I think a person should be in the right mood to really experience it. I do have doubts that the Cheerleader Sleepover Slaughter will reach cult classic status, but you never really can tell about these things. If you're reading this and are interested in watching the Cheerleader Sleepover Slaughter, you should also watch Die Die Delta Pi. There's an actual connection between these two films.
We should maybe watch that.
Yeah. And I generally agree with this review. You know, I don't think it's the best movie ever made. I respect that they made a movie and they had fun doing it. And it, you know, there are times that, like, we watch a movie and we're like, I respect that they made a movie, but I didn't enjoy it. And it was kind of tedious. This yeah. never really felt tedious, even though there were some scenes that were like, why is this here? Why is this drawn out? At one point, we paused to let Talia out, and there was 10 minutes left, and we were like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Because we hadn't even gotten to all the kills yet.
Yeah, exactly. That's how rushed the ending
was. That's when the actual sleepover starts.
Yeah. Like, the cult... Well, first off, yeah, that's, like, a solid review. Like, I 100% agree with that, too. The cult status thing, though, that's something that I think about these types of movies all the time. Because, like, generally, yeah, you don't know. A lot of movies that do have that cult status are ones that, for whatever reason, somebody found 10 years later down the line, and they're like, did you see how, like, weird and ridiculous and absurd and awesome this movie was? And I feel like this movie kind of does have the DNA of that type of movie.
Yeah, I could definitely see this being something where, like, because it's the thing about this movie is it's easy.
Yeah,
like, it's easy to watch and be like, this is silly and fun, and it's nonsense, and in a way that I generally like from these types of movies. I do wish that it had a little bit more story with it, but I'm also not mad at the product that I have.
No, and I'm gonna and say the twerking in the showers definitely do help get it that cult status if it ever does get to that point later down the line.
So. We all know I'm a sucker for a montage. I'm not mad that we got two twerking montages.
I'm not either.
I think it's a fun time.
It was fun. It was funny. It was so, like, I kind of just enjoyed it for what it was in the moment because, like, I knew what was happening here. Like, let's just have fun, you know?
I guess that leaves us with our titular question, Travis.
Yeah.
To be or not to be?
I would recommend it to the right person whenever they are in the right mood, for sure. Because I'm not going to tell a lot of people to throw this thing on. I got to know you. I got to know what you like.
If you watched Doom Asylum, you can watch this.
I don't know about that. Maybe. I guess. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. If you've watched Doom Asylum, you can watch this. You can make it through this just fine.
Would you watch it again?
Maybe.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and say yeah. Okay. I'd give it a watch. Like, a while. Like, watch Die Die Delta Pi and then be like, okay, now let's go back and watch that one again.
Yeah. I'm curious about that one. It has a higher IMDb rating, and it's got different people involved. It's not like a purely Leto family outing.
Okay.
So I am kind of curious, but the reviews on it were a little bit mixed. Like from the reviews on Cheerleader Sleepover Slaughter, people were like, it's got a connection, you should watch this. And other people were like, this is somehow better than that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's a little bit mixed reviews. I'm curious, though. It makes me want to watch it.
Me too.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I guess that's it for this one, then.
I suppose it is.
Yeah.
On Thursday, we're going to have our regular movie review, which is a scary movie. Yeah. And we're going to have our friend Steve from the Decision Reel joining us.
Yep.
You know, we've got a lot to talk about with it, so I'm pretty excited.
I'm looking forward to that one. Yeah. That's going to be a fun one.
Yeah. So, in the meantime, you can find us on social media. We're on Instagram and Instagram and what is it? Threads.
Threads, yes.
At Least Favorite Scary Movie Podcast. We're on Twitter and Blueski at Least Fave Pod. You can find us on our website, which is leastfavoritescarymovie.com. And you can email us at leastfavoritescarymovie@gmail.com.
Yep. And we would also like to shout out our patrons today. We have Joe.
Freakatron.
As is his name. Amber, Michael, Ward Zombie, and Tyler. Thank you guys so much for supporting the show. It means a lot to us. If you are unable to financially support the show, you can also share, like, follow, whatever. Just, you know, little things like that. They help us. You know, they go a long way, for sure. And we appreciate whenever you guys do that for us. It means a whole lot to us.
Absolutely, it does.
Yeah. We're done with this one.
Yeah, that's it for this month's To Be or Not To Be.
It's time for us to go twerk, I guess.
Time for us to go twerk, which will be perfect because the next To Be or Not To Be is going to be prom themed.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, man. All right. Get ready. Oh, and by the way, the poll is up for you patrons.
Yes.
So.
Patrons in our Bughead and Budget tier. Mm-hmm. Go to the Patreon feed. We posted it.
Yes, sir.
Friday. Yeah. Friday night, we posted the poll for May.
Prom movie.
Yeah. Prom themed movie. So go ahead and make sure you vote that. Vote for that. Whichever one speaks to your heart the most. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Okay. So we will see you guys then.
All right. Bye.
Bye.